311.
Good day and welcome to the 311 radio show. I am your host for today's show, Senior Fire and Life Safety Officer Andrew Taylor. As usual, it's such a pleasure to be here with you once more on the 311 radio show, where we talk about everything fire and life safety. Once again, it's so happy to be with you. Once again, it's been a while since I've been here, you know, been off for a bit, but so happy to be back here with you again. And of course, you know, I always like to make reference to the time and how it's going along so quickly. So we are basically halfway through July. I'm heading now into the second half of the year. I certainly hope that the first half has been pretty good for you and pretty good to you. And of course, if it hasn't been, I really hope that the second half will bring much better things for you and your family. So today, we obviously, you know, since you haven't heard me for a while, I have to update you with some stats. I'm just going to do a quick recap, of course, because, you know, since numbers are things that people can tend to forget, even phone numbers, because sometimes I wonder what we used to do with that part of our brain where we used to memorize phone numbers. You know, you ask someone for a phone number these days, the first thing you have to do is to actually go into the phone. So definitely the same thing will happen with stats. You will hear something today, but you probably next thing you forget about everything that was said. So I said, just a quick recap, we are still seeing a downward trend in terms of our fire activity. I don't know if to attribute it to the recent showers or not. But as I said, I hope to one day be able to say without a doubt that the reason our fire stats are down is because of proper fire safety practices. And of course, that day is coming soon. I have faith in everyone. Have faith in you all. They are going to do the right thing. I continue to do the right thing. So definitely next time I actually talk about fire stats being down, there will be no doubt that is, you know, due to good human fire safety practices and nothing to do with the weather at all. So of course, just to recap, as I said, in 2020, we would have recorded 1,627 fires overall. In 2021, 1,264. So we moved from 1,627 in 2020 to 1,264 in 2021. And of course, last year, we would have had a very big drop, going down to 939. But we all know what happened this year, where we had a huge spike in fires, especially at the beginning of our dry season. March was a pretty bad month for us. And of course, not only just for us in the fire service, but you know, people that are still speaking about how many times school had to close. People are still complaining about, you know, having to have their homes closed up basically sometimes for weeks on end because of the constant smoke. And of course, for those who will live near our campgrounds and stuff like that, or even just a lot of open lots, who have then had the effects of COVID coming into their homes and affecting them. So definitely this year we saw a spike in fires, especially during our dry season. Of course, we're into our hurricane season at this point. But yes, most definitely. So I said we were down to 939 in 2022. But at this present point, we're actually at 1,034 fires. So the fires for January 1st to July 14th have surpassed the total number of fires for all of 2022. So they said 2022, 939. Fires to date are at 1,034. Of course, out of those 1,034, you know, we will always say on this show we tend to focus on particular categories or particular types, I should say. So for sure, our rubbish fires are 273 compared to 215 last year. Our grass fires are 542 compared to 349 for last year. And our residential fires, our house fires, are at 39 compared to 37 for the same period last year. So once again, house fires are at 39 so far for the year compared to 37 in 2022. Grass fires are 542 compared to 349 for the same period last year. And rubbish fires are 273 compared to 215 for the same period last year. So far, we've had no house fires for the month of July, and we're hoping that it will stay that way. For sure, we had three house fires in June. Okay, so we want to go from 3 to 0, and for that 0 to remain throughout the year. Of course, with as I said earlier, with good human fire safety practices. So, of course, we have to really work on that. I'm not saying that one particular party has more to do with house fires or not, but we are into vacation time. So the children will be at home. Not all of the children will be supervised, unfortunately. And that's a reality here in Barbados, because, you know, parents have to go off to work and everything like that. So definitely with children to be at home, children tend always to be a bit more curious, and they may try to, you know, go in the kitchen and maybe try to cook, or they may just find it later and want to play with it, see something on television, or even from the games they may play on their devices. You know, they may actually want to try some of the things that they see going on their devices. So you just want the parents, guardians, anyone responsible who may be looking after the children, just to remind them, you know, that it's still not a good thing to play with matches or lighters or anything like that. And definitely, you know, just to keep talking to them, make sure that they know the do's and don'ts of being at home, especially alone, just to reduce the possibility of any, you know, any fires breaking out during this summer vacation. So we definitely want to keep, as I said, that number for July is currently at 0, and I want to be able to come back and say again that we had 0, absolutely no house fires for the month of July. That would make me extremely happy. Okay, so even outside of the fire safety tips, we also want children to be generally safe. And we know that it's summertime, outside is hot, but it's not hot every single day, but we do know that the temperatures have been increasing. So people will spend a lot of time at the beach, and especially during vacation, children tend to congregate at the beach, young people tend to congregate at the beach. So obviously, water safety is not our primary thing to do. It's not our expertise, but definitely we want people to stay safe once they go to the beach. Try to go to the beach in groups, and hopefully have someone or more than one person in the group who can swim. And even outside of the person who may be able to swim in the group, try to go to beaches that have lifeguards. Okay, I'm already making that push, especially for our children, young people. Try to go to beaches that have lifeguards. And please, if the lifeguards come and say to you, you need to come out of the water, come out of the water. Don't give them back chat. Don't give them stress. Don't curse them. They are placed there for your protection. Okay, and you're asked to obey the instructions, of the lifeguards if you're on the beach where the lifeguards are stationed. As I said, once again, they're placed there for your safety. So once again, make sure that you go to a beach that has a lifeguard. At any point in time that lifeguard comes to you and asks you to come over the water, please do so. Don't put yourself at unnecessary risk. We want everyone to have a safe and enjoyable summer vacation. So please just follow the rules, follow the instructions, and you can still have fun safely. Okay, moving on from the beach. But not really moving on too far from the beach. because as I mentioned earlier, in terms of the heat, so you really want to make sure that you stay hydrated as much as possible, especially our children being outside running around and playing. I know as a child growing up, I don't think I felt the sun when I was outside playing. I definitely feel it now as an adult. So even our children, we have to make sure that, especially if you as an adult, you're at home and children are outside playing, that you check on them and make sure that they come in and get hydrated even before they maybe go back out to play a game. Because it's very important, especially in these hot temperatures that we are experiencing currently. Of course, outside of, as I said, the beach, the temperatures and being hot, we are also into our crop over season. And so we know for sure that there are lots of parties, lots of fests, lots of other events going on. And at these events, they will have, alcohol. And of course, we don't just respond to fires, we also respond to accidents as well. And normally, 9.5 out of 10 times, once the fire service is called to an accident, it's a pretty serious accident. Okay, so we definitely are asking, people to have a designated driver. If you know that you're leaving home and you intend to drink alcohol, to the amount that it may impair your ability to drive. Obviously, I wouldn't want anyone to be drinking to that point. But obviously, it is your choice if you want to have alcoholic beverages or not. It may be your way of enjoying yourself or relaxing. But of course, we want you to do all of these things responsibly. As I said, 9.5 out of 10 times if the fire service is called to an accident, it is a pretty serious one where we have to use our rescue equipment to maybe free someone, as we say, extricate someone from a vehicle because of the mangled state that it may be in. And we don't want that to be you. Okay, so please, once you're thinking of heading out and partying, make sure you have a designated driver. Even if you're moving in groups, of course, once again, have your designated driver just to make sure that everyone gets home safely. So I said we don't want to increase in house fires. Okay, as I said, July, we are at zero. We want to stay at zero, not just July, but for the rest of the year, for the remainder of the year. And of course, we don't want to see an increase in accidents due to increased use of alcohol, especially during this festive season, if you want to play that for us here in Barbados, because we want everyone to, as I said, yes, this may be your way of having fun and relaxing. We want everyone to do that safely and responsibly. So I mentioned the beach. I mentioned the children being at home during summer and fire safety. And of course, I just mentioned having a designated driver as you head up to your different events this crop over season. So moving now on to businesses, we are very happy to say that we have been seeing increases in applications from persons to have their businesses inspected. Yes, they have been coming in fast and furious. Sometimes more than 15 applications. Sometimes in a day, I say 15 or more applications in a day. And you may be seeing 15 applications doesn't really sound like a lot. But in terms of the type of applications, because as I said, they're businesses. So we know how to actually put them into our system and then create that business and then also create the inspection request. And obviously then that inspection will have to be assigned to an inspector. We then head away and conduct that inspection for that business. So we want you to keep them coming. As the word gets around that it is part of law for you to have that business inspected, especially once you're registered. If you're not registered, then unfortunately you're not on our radar really. But also know that we are in the habit now of moving around a bit more. And when we pass establishments, we tend to stop in and ask questions these days. As I said, it's not for us to try to bully anyone. It's not for us to be a pain, but we are just trying to keep you safe and obviously your customer safe. I say even if you're not registered, you would have invested money and time and energy into that business. If you may have something set up, some sort of structure set up, you had to pay money to have it erected. So we're just trying to have you do the right thing to make sure that you are covered and that, as I said, you have your extinguishers that you need, you have your smoke alarm, your fire blanket if it's a restaurant or a kitchen, just to make sure that you keep yourself safe, your staff safe, and of course your customers safe as well. So let's say keep the applications coming in, and we will be there to serve you as usual. Also, we still have, unfortunately, a lot of certificates here at our office left from businesses that we've been inspecting. We have been calling these businesses, trying to reach out and to inform persons that they can come and collect those certificates. Please be reminded that once you've had your inspection, it is on you also, the business owner, to check in with us and to find out the status of your certificate. Because, as I keep saying, with the amendment of the Safety and Health at Work Act, you should, sorry, not you should, you must have your fire and life safety certificate displayed in your business. Okay, so it's not a should or a would or maybe. You must have your fire and life safety certificate displayed in your business for anyone and everyone to see. Especially if we do a quick pop-up and we ask you, morning, ma'am, sir, where is your fire safety certificate? And you cannot produce it, then of course, we need to then to have a conversation. So to avoid the conversations with us, unless it's about something else, a bit more enjoyable, just make sure that you check on the status of your certificate. Don't wait sometimes 2 or 3 months to call back and check, because as I said, once the officer does the inspection, he or she, they are going to move on to the next inspection and the next inspection and the next inspection. Okay, because sometimes you have to understand that sometimes one officer can have double digit inspections. So once they've finished with their inspection, they're going to plug in that information, send it off to their superiors, and they are going to move on to the next one. Some of these officers can do some of these 3, 4, 5 inspections in one day. Okay, so the onus is on you also, as I said, for the business owner, to call us here and to ask about the status of your inspection. There's nothing wrong with that. We are happy to check on that for you. It's just a simple check into our database. And just to see if it's been approved, and we can print that certificate for you in seconds, and you can come and collect it and be on your way and be on the right side of the law and also on the right side with us, just in case something has to happen. So those numbers once again, 535-7829, 535-7829, 7830, 7831, 7832, and 7833. So once again, 535-7829, 7830, 7831, 7832, and 7833. So as I said, give us a call just to make sure that we can see how we can speed up the process for you if we can. And of course, if there's an issue, then we can always check and keep you updated, as I said, on the status of fire and life safety certificate. Also, we keep getting calls from persons to come and do fire and life safety assessments. That is also always encouraging, because then for us, once you move on from that assessment, we advise you of what you need to have to make your business and your environment fire safe. And then what basically follows that is our official inspection. Okay, so we're happy that people are reaching out, asking us for these fire and life safety assessments. Because I said from there, we don't have your information, and push forward to having the official fire safety inspection done. Okay. Also, for those businesses, anyone who has business listening, please remember that also you should have a few people on your staff, on staff who are trained in fire safety, and not just fire safety, but also evacuation procedures. Okay. Of course, we offer these courses at our fire academy, Barbados Fire Academy, at a cost, of course, but when you call the academy, then they would let you know the cost of the courses. But those numbers there are 535-7884-7885-7886. And of course, 535-7909. So that's 535-7884-7885-7886 and 535-7909. So give them a call, especially those business owners, and you know, make arrangements to have your staff trained in fire safety. And of course, most organizations, you should also have fire safety wardens. So let's say that you have a staff complement of about 25, 30 persons, at least 5 or 6 of people. Even if you could get 10, that would be wonderful. At least 10 out of that 30, you can train as fire wardens, fire safety wardens. Why it went from say 6 or 5 to 10? Because you know you always have to make accommodation for if someone is on sick leave, people going on vacation. Okay, so the more wardens you have, the better. Especially depends too on the amount of traffic you may have coming through your business. Okay, if it's a multi-story, that's another thing to add to it. So a lot of different factors. Okay, when it comes to choosing the amount, the number of fire safety wardens that you should have in your business. But like I said, the more the better. And of course, once again, you can head over to the academy, have that training done, and you actually get a certificate from us, and it has a duration of 2 years, and then you can head back over and do a refreshers course just to make sure that you are certified. And of course, businesses that have people coming in, sometimes you may have a staff complement who's already there that has been trained. Some people may retire. Okay, some people may move on to other businesses, and you may have some new hires. And what can happen sometimes, the new hires come in, and then sometimes people may forget that, hey, these new hires have not been trained in fire safety or evacuation procedures. So we want you to keep a record of your new hires. You know, it may not be immediately, just as soon as they come in. But of course, if they are there, I know for a little while, 6 months to a year, of course, we want you to have them trained also, because the more people you have trained, the better for you. Okay. Less mistakes, less chaos. You have a more organized group there going on. And of course, if an emergency happens, once again, less chaos. You have people who know what they're supposed to do, when to do it, how to do it, why they're doing it. And of course, it can keep everyone as safe as possible. So yeah, so get those applications in for your inspections, and also those applications and those requests in for training. So, of course, we are still in the hurricane season. I know they normally say November all over. I mean, we are hoping that it will be that or even earlier. But you know that they have forecast even more storms for this hurricane season. We had a brief experience with Brett. Thankfully, we haven't had anything else really major coming our way. But the season is yet young. We're only in July. But all we can do is really, well, sorry, not all we can do. We can hope that nothing else will happen or nothing serious will come our way. But the key thing that we should do is be prepared. The key thing that we should do is be prepared. And if that means reaching out to your district emergency organization or even maybe say calling DEM to find out about the DOs in your area and asking them for some training, asking them to do some workshops with the people in the community, so be it. But the thing is to be prepared. You know, we can't sit back and keep saying that God is bitching. You know, that may not work for us for too long or for much longer. So we really need to be prepared. As I said, you can reach out to DM, okay, Department of Emergency Management, and ask them about the details and ask them about any training, if they offer any training for communities, and see if you can access that training and be prepared just in case something happens. And of course, as I mentioned before, you can head over to their website. As I say, it has a lot of information on it, and that can be useful to you in terms of even how to pack certain bikes, what to put in, say, waterproof containers. So as I said, head over to their website and see all of the information that they have there for you in terms of safety for the hurricane season. And as I said, once they offer any training, or there's any training coming up in your community in terms of hurricane preparedness, please, please take advantage of it, because we never know what is going to happen and when it is going to happen. As we can see all through the world, the weather is basically on a different level. And we have fires in one area. We have floods. We had some serious flooding in upstate New York the other day. I think they said in the last thing that happened, and that was sometime in 1952 or something to that effect. So things that have been dormant for decades are coming back, unfortunately, with a bang. We can see that temperatures are increasing throughout. I think in California and some other states in America the other day, those people were in what they said felt like triple digits. And normally once people say feeling like triple digits, they normally just mean 100. But from what I was hearing and actually seeing on television, we were talking about feel like temperatures of 110, 115, 120. So that's definitely a marked increase in the heat index and what people are experiencing. So definitely the weather is changing. We know that in the past, you can be monitoring a system and it can be a tropical storm at 10 o'clock. By 10:30, it's a category one. And by 10:35, 10:40, is a category 3 or 4. Okay, so things are definitely not the same for us weather-wise, climate-wise. So we definitely need to be prepared for not, maybe not if, but for when something may happen. Okay, also, we have been seeing an increase in seismic or earthquake activity in the Caribbean as well. So we need to be on our guard where these things are a concern. I'm not obviously not saying anything to scare anyone, but I just want people to be aware of what is going on around us, because the better prepared you are, the more you can do to not just save yourself and even protect your property. You may be able to save someone else. Of course, we're not going to advise you to go being a hero and trying to do anything out there. But of course, if you feel to take it upon yourself to try to rescue someone, then, as I said, you felt within yourself that you were confident to do it. Well, obviously, we want everyone to stay safe. Don't try to be a hero. As I always tell people, even other firefighters, most heroes, unfortunately, are dead people or statues somewhere. Okay, so only risk it if you've really, weighed the pros and cons of it. Okay, so once again, I've come back and my time has disappeared. So I just want everyone to stay safe. Remember, summer vacation, children at home, parents, guardians, set those rules. Make sure to keep your kids safe, your ward safe as they go through this summer vacation. We want this to be an incident-free summer vacation if possible. Also, remember those persons going out there to these parties, these events, please have your designated driver. Also, in terms of your road use, please reduce your speeds. Sometimes people are still driving way too fast on the roads. I know I'm coming to the end of the program, and I should be wrapping up. But once again, also the parents, please make sure your children are buckled in. Still seeing too many children who are just standing in between seats and stuff like that. Okay, and not restrained. So, signing off for another 311 radio show. As I said, just stay safe. I want to be able to come and speak to all of you again next week, if possible. Okay, so stay safe. And as I always say, take care of yourselves and take care of you and take care of each other. And of course, fire prevention is our intention. Good luck.
On the Barbados.